This, I'm happy to let you know, is the Palm Village Word, a weekly update on the goings-on of not only Palm Village retirement community in Reedley, but addressing the issues of senior care, senior living, and with the baby boomers swelling the population of society as seniors over the next 20 years, that is going to be a prominent thing, isn't it, Chuck Bowler?
Yeah, thanks, Ken, and we appreciate you hosting this program as well. Yeah, senior care is going to become very multifaceted as the boomer population continues to turn 65. Where there used to be one or two, maybe three models of how people looked at senior care, there's going to be an expansive set of models. Certainly the continuing care community like Palm Village and Reedley will be there and will remain probably full and healthy. Other multiple level providers that just have assisted living or skilled nursing or independent care will also be part of the mix. But we know that at least 80% of the senior population desires to grow old and stay home, even through hospice. That's just a fact. That hasn't changed much, but what has changed is that there are so many people becoming seniors. Right now, the fastest growing demographic in the United States is that over the age of 80, meaning there are more people turning 80, between 80 and 89, than any other demographic or decade in America. That means that for the first time, America is an older culture, not so much a younger culture, and the services are going to be strained. We hear about it every day on the news. We see it on television as our government employees debate how to avoid the fiscal cliff. The fiscal cliff is language that takes the sting out of really asking the question, how do we fix Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? Those are the three largest entitlements that are creating the fiscal cliff, along with some other factors. And so those of us who work in senior care know that we are, in one sense, riding a tidal wave, and we better have good surfboards. And so that's kind of where we're at, Ken.
You mentioned senior care and the political climate. Inevitably, every election cycle, seniors seem to be used as a pawn to try to get elected. Whether it's throwing scare tactics in or we all know the whole thing. So and so is going to end your Social Security and back and forth and back and forth. You mentioned the stats of about 80% of seniors have indicated they would prefer to age at home, and it's very understandable.
If you want to talk to me personally about a survey we've done called Palm Village at Home, you can call me at 638-6933, and I would be glad to answer any of your questions.